G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing your Grant for Breakfast on Triple M.
And a big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. You would have heard with the national news team this morning, the big news of the day is all about superannuation. You're going to hear a whole lot about it because apparently a whole heap of our superannuation schemes are not working for us. And the current superannuation system could be retired itself. A critical report today is going to condemn the outdated and harming saving efforts of workers right the way across the country. Young workers are being affected more so than everybody else, although we have all been young workers over the course of our lifetime, and our super has suffered as a result. Now, they reckon if changes are made to the superannuation schemes, that up to $400,000 could be saved in somebody's super, and that is a huge chunk of change. That is why we're talking about it today.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Tuesday morning, as we start the day, it is definitely windy across the Limestone Coast and definitely still wet across the region as well. Make sure you stay safe on the roads if you're up and about nice and early. And well, if you're starting the day already, the alarm has gone off. Try and stay in bed for as long as possible because it is a chilly start to the day. Now, one of the things that we talked about last night on our social media pages, there was an interesting article that crossed my desk yesterday morning, and across the day the story sort of developed. It was all about cockroaches and the thought that cockroach milk could be the next superfood. Now, I wondered, of course, how you milk a cockroach because they're such tiny little animals. But apparently there's a species of cockroach here in Australia that is, got scientists a little bit excited. Now, they may have jumped the gun just a little bit because apparently to make 100 mils of cockroach milk, you have to kill 1,000 cockroaches. So it's not something that's going to replace cow's milk anytime soon. It's just a fact that apparently this superfood is packed full of all the things that we need as a growing population, and as our population breezes past 7 billion on this little blue planet that we spin around on and rapidly approaches the 9 billion person mark, we are always being told that we need to do something to feed the population as it continues to expand. And one day soon, we may have to look to insects to be able to boost our protein levels. And cockroach milk, my goodness, isn't that hard to say? Cockroach milk might be a way that we have to substitute our diets in the future. I did like, however, the amount of calls that I got last night on social media. Lots of people thought I was having a bit of a joke with them. They wondered whether it was an April Fool's Day joke. And many other people went, nah, not going to happen. This is not going to be in my diet anytime soon. I would love to know what you think, though. Would you give it a crack if you had the opportunity? Cockroach milk. Not sure I would. I'm not sure I'm that game. But you can have your say online. Jump online to our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Or give me a call. 13 27 10.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Taking a look at the papers this morning. Southeastern Times. Retail trade is the talk of the morning in the Southeastern Times. On the front page of the paper, there's going to be a bit of a forum take place with some members of the upper house looking at discussing the issues of the unique shopping hours, the trading hours that take place in Millicent. You can read all about it on the front page of the paper today. When it comes to the Border Watch, McDonald's dominates the front page of the paper today, as it should. We were talking about it yesterday with Ryan. The second McDonald's store has been given approval by the Mankambi City Council, and that is great news for the region. And it's going to be great news for the economy, because there's up to 150 jobs that are going to be created as a result of it. It's fantastic news, and the new store is going to look amazing if the photos in the pages of the paper are anything to go by. One of the other things making news on the front page of the paper this morning, of course, fire services were kept busy on the weekend. A manufacturing fire took hold on Sunday, and firefighters contained a large blaze in some silos. You can find out more about it on the front page of the paper today with a fantastic photo of the regional commander, Mark Searcy, on the front page of the paper as
the
well.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
As we start the day today, not only is the idea of superannuation in the news today, but Matthias Cormann is looking at having the government's entire tax package to the Senate by the end of the month. It's a sink or swim move that apparently is going to pave the way for what is possibly going to look like an early election. Now, other things that are making news today, a cold snap right the way across southern Australia. We have seen parts of it over the last 12 hours or so, especially as that thunderstorm rolled across the city last night. It's going to be a cold couple of days across the southern part of Australia, and will Tassie and Melbourne look like getting the brunt of it? We are not going to escape over the course of today, at least. We look like having tops of around 15 if we're lucky, and it's going to be windy and very, very wet across the Limestone Coast region.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are giving you the chance to win right now, a chance to jet off on us to Nashville in the USA to check out none other than Aussie-born Keith Urban. Now, if you would like the chance to rock out to what is going to be an amazing concert, let me tell you, there is no other words for it. It will be an amazing concert. And the chance to meet and greet with the kid from Caboolture as well. What you want to do, you want to jump online to triplem.com.au. You can go to our club page from there. It's really easy to do. It's free as well. It's not going to cost you a cent. You can become a member of the Triple M Club, and prizes, experiences like this, well, they could well be yours. We also give you the chance to have your say on the music that we play on the radio. And there are all sorts of prizes to be won, not just amazing experiences, like the chance to check out Keith Urban live in concert. Now, he's got a brand new album out, and it could be yours. You can check it out online. You can grab a copy of the CD. The album is called Graffiti U. It features Parallel Line. It's available right now. And as I said, you can jump online. While you're having your Wheaties this morning, you can go to our club page. You can become a member right now.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We've only got a couple of days till winter gets underway. And the Salvation Army at the moment, they've got their winter warm-up blanket appeal. It's taking place as we speak. Currently, over 70 blankets have been donated. The target is over 100. And you hear me talking about it an awful lot. I am very, very fortunate to have a wonderful job, to have a nice lifestyle. And I, like a lot of you, are very, very fortunate at the positions that we happen to hold. Unfortunately, there are those that are less fortunate than each of us. And the Salvation Army Blanket Appeal is there to help those out in our community. Now, blankets, quilts, doonas, they can all be donated. They can be new or they can be secondhand, but they must be clean and they must be in good condition. And the team at SAL Real Estate in Grey Street are one of the areas that you can put a donation of blankets, quilts and doonas. So please call in, see the team if you can. Help out in the lead up to winter, because it is definitely going to be a cold one. And it just punctuates it over the next few days with the cold snap that we're going to get here in the Limestone Coast. It's definitely a time to think about those less fortunate than you and I.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. If you're a fan of Star Wars, I've got something really cool for you to talk about in probably the next 5 or 10. There is an auction item that is up for grabs that you might want to get your hands on. Mariah Carey is making news at the moment. She sold a 35-carat diamond engagement ring of James Packer's that he gave her 2 years ago. It brings up an interesting point. Would you sell an engagement ring? Have you sold an engagement ring? I would love to hear from you. 132710 is the number to call. You can jump online to our Facebook page. It's one of the questions that I've posed this morning. If you've got out of a relationship after getting close enough to tying the knot, have you sold your engagement ring? I'd like to hear your stories from across the Limestone Coast. You can jump online and have your say. You can give me a call at any stage.
You and Grant.
And if you want to check out some amazingly stunning photography from the thunderstorm last night, Ockett LaRue posted some video of the thunderstorms that came across the Blue Lake City. It looks just amazing. I shared it while I couldn't sleep at about 11 o'clock last night. You can check it out on our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. It's just some of the really cool stuff that I've posted in the last 24 hours or so.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
As you start your day today, I'm not sure whether you've seen the vision that has come out of Paris since Saturday. Over the course of the weekend, there was some vision of a young man scaling the outside of a five-story building to save a toddler who was dangling on the outside of the building. It was all incredibly remarkable sort of stuff. But the story has unfolded since Saturday night. The toddler apparently had been left at home alone by his father and had somehow got out on a balcony and was dangling over the edge of this five-story building. And the story has transferred to the 22-year-old who was seen scaling this building like Spider-Man. It was just epic to see. Apparently, he was an illegal immigrant to France. He had fled Mali. He was living in France illegally. And in 24 hours after the local media tracked him down, what took place was he got to meet the French president, of all things, who congratulated him on his heroism. Because let me tell you, I have no idea how he scaled the outside of this building, and I'm not sure that I ever could have, even as a 22-year-old. And he is now being given a citizenship to France, and he's also been given the opportunity to work for the local police department over there as well. It's one of the truly remarkable news stories, not just for his heroic actions and the vision of him scaling the outside of this building to save this child, something that no one else had done. But also that it turns out that it's turned into a good story for this young bloke. Absolutely sensational. It's one of the stories you're going to see more about and hear more about across the day.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Your local 963 Triple M. When it comes to entertainment news, there is a lot going around. It seems that Megan and Harry, we can't stop talking about them after they tied their knot over the course of last weekend. The biggest event to take place on the planet. Still blows me away how many people were watching the royal wedding. I was one of them. Now, it seems that the honeymoon destination has been revealed for the couple. They haven't had a honeymoon as yet because they had Charles's birthday party to go to as soon as they had tied the knot. Apparently they look like they're going to head to Canada to a very swanky location. I would like to be going. Maybe not with them, but I'd like to be going. Also making news today, one of the stars of Harry Potter has tied the knot. Speaking of weddings, Matthew Lewis, you may not know his real name, but you will know his name from Harry Potter. Neville Longbottom has tied the knot with his long-term girlfriend, and the photos from that look absolutely incredible. He looks incredibly dapper, and she looks lovely with a very understated wedding dress. Looks incredible. And one of the other things that's making news this morning in the world of entertainment news, and it was a story that I found yesterday, and it's a confronting story, I suppose. At least it was to me. George Michael. He was taken all too soon. His estate is being fought over at the moment. Two of his exes are in a legal battle for the $184 million that the singer left when he passed away. Of course, he had no children. He had no husband, for want of better words. And as a result, there are a lot of people fighting for what's left of his estate at the moment. And that is a truly tragic state of affairs for anybody, whether it be somebody like George Michael, who left $184 million, or whether it be somebody like you and I, who would leave a lot less to family members.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, I'm going to send out a shout out to Pat and Brian this morning, who are up nice and early. We are checking in with Katja to find out what is making news this morning. It is a big good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, a 58-year-old Mount Compass man has passed away at the scene of a fatal accident. Crime Stoppers SA will be launching the southeast component of a new campaign today. Limestone Coast locals are being urged to take precaution when it comes to burning candles in our homes, and the Salvos have released new info off the back of the 2018 Economic and Social Impact Survey. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Oh, no. 963 Triple M, we're going to catch up with Katja. We're going to talk to the team in the National Newsroom and keep you up to date with everything you need to know today. When it comes to news, there are other things that are going on though. And social media is brilliant to, if nothing else, share ideas across the globe very, very quickly. And optical illusions seem to be the order of the day at the moment. And there is another optical illusion, which I must admit I have spent the last half an hour looking at because I didn't understand how it was how it was portrayed to me. There is a photo that's doing the rounds on social media. You're going to see it during the course of the day today on all your social media feeds. And it's a guy and a girl who are apparently hugging. Unfortunately, the guy looks like he's wearing high heels, and that is where the optical illusion comes in. And I got to tell you, I looked at this photo for half an hour to work out what was going on and why it looked so out of place. I'm sure you're going to see it in your social media pages across the day today. You can check it out, have a laugh as well, and have a laugh at how long it took me to actually realise what was going on.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Relationships are in the news today. Mariah Carey has sold a 35-carat diamond engagement ring that James Packer gave her 2 years ago. 35 carats, that'd be a big chunk of change, wouldn't it? She has sold it, doesn't want it anymore. I have asked online whether you've ever sold an engagement ring, whether you've ever been in a position where a relationship has fallen apart, and instead of keeping an engagement ring that was given to you, whether you've hocked it off. I would love to know your stories from across the Limestone Coast. But it brings me to another interesting story, and a Dubai couple are making headlines today for what could be arguably the shortest marriage in history. Apparently, they are serious contenders for it because the groom decided to divorce his bride less than, get this, 15 minutes after marrying her. Imagine what must have gone on in that 15 minutes to go, nope, I'm over it. I'm out. Gotta go. I want a divorce. 15 minutes of marriage. Oh, 963 Triple M. These are just some of the stories that are making news today. We are going to be back because there's a whole lot going on. I want to talk all about superannuation because it is the news of the day. Hannah Rose Hamer and the team are talking all about it. There looks like being a shakeup of superannuation, or at least that is the fond hope, which is going to save us all a bucket load of cash when it comes to retirement. And I want to give you some of the stats from the commissioner who has been working on the report handed down today.
Ewan Grant. The Breakfast.
Triple M.
Superannuation is the talk of the day. There's a superannuation shakeup on the cards. It could be good news for young workers, and it could even benefit those of us who are rapidly approaching retirement. To give you a little bit of an idea, Australia's $2.6 trillion super scheme has become an unlucky lottery for many Aussie workers and their families, apparently. It's one of the big statements that's been made in this new report. Apparently, people today face a confusing proliferation of products. There's some 40,000 options. And when it comes to super, as I have quite blatantly talked about this morning, I don't understand an awful lot of it, and I'm sure you don't as well. It's one of those things that we should know more about, but we don't necessarily know an awful lot about our super. Now, a 55-year-old today, if super changes are made, could see a difference of up to $60,000 by the time they retire. For kids who are starting out in their working life at the age of 21, they could stand to be some $400,000 ahead when they retire in 2064, which would be absolutely amazing news for anybody because, as we know, as we get older, superannuation becomes a huge focus as we wonder whether we can afford the lifestyle that we've become accustomed to in our retirement. Now, you are going to hear so much about retirement today, about superannuation and about the shakeup and about the ideas and thoughts that are being put forward to fix what is a system that is broken here in Australia at the moment. And I am sure Ray Hadley, when we join him after nine this morning, is going to have a whole lot to say about it.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you haven't been online to our website as yet, triplem.com.au, let me tell you, you'll find an awful lot of great stuff online. We keep you up to date with national news and local news. And one of the things that we were talking about yesterday, police in the local area are investigating two deliberately lit fires that took place in Nangwari over the course of the weekend. We've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. At the moment, police are looking for information that may assist investigations. Anybody who has any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or jumping online to crimestopperssa.com.au. You can remain anonymous, of course, and all the details are online. We've also shared the details on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page as well. If you're around the Nangwari area and you can help out if you know anything.
Triple M. You and Grant.
Now, ghost mushrooms are out and about at the moment if you are looking to brave the weather and head out to the forest. Another way you can do it, though, which is going to keep you well, nice and dry, is to head on down to the Mount Gambier Visitor Centre. They have ghost mushrooms on display at the moment. It's all on a Thursday, a Friday and a Saturday, and you can have guided tours of the centre as well. We've got all the details online at triplem.com.au, also on our Facebook page if you would like to maybe check them out.
You and Grant for breakfast.
A bloke who is doing big things, not only here in the Limestone Coast, but right the way across the country, is joining me on the line this morning for a bit of a chat. Ben Hood, good morning.
Good morning, Ian. How are you, mate?
Fantastic. Ben, you are one half of Hello Friday and really one half of George the Farmer, which That's is right. a character that you guys have brought to life over the course of a number of years, working very, very hard. How are things going?
Ah, fantastic, mate. Yeah, everything is going great for us at the moment. We're heavily developing a whole suite of websites for our clients around the Limestone Coast with Hello Friday, and we've just got back from a big 3 weeks of George the Farmer performances in Queensland and in Melbourne for the AFL Country Round, and also in Tassie. We just got back from Tassie on Sunday night, where we performed at the Campbelltown Show, which is the longest-running agricultural show in Australia, 180 years straight. So they were still bringing convicts off the boat in Tasmania, and that show had been running for 10 years already. So.
My goodness. Hey, Ben, I have been watching your social media pages for George the Farmer for what seems like a number of years now. How did the concept of George the Farmer come about?
So George was born a bit out of necessity. Simone Kane, my business partner, and I run Hollow Friday. And when the forward sale of the forests had gone through back around 2011, 2012, there was a little bit of a dip in the economy, as everyone would know. So we were looking for some reoccurring income, and we were hoping to be able to build an app to showcase what Hollow Friday could do. And Simone was looking for some apps for her son George, the namesake, and she couldn't find anything that was quintessentially Australian, telling stories about Australian farming to kids. So Simone said to me, you know what, we should create a farming character. And I went, that's a brilliant idea. So I got to drawing and soon came up with George's iconic look, and Simone started writing the story, and the rest, they say, is history.
George has become such a huge character across Australia. Did you ever think that you would see such a take up of a quintessential Aussie character?
We really didn't know what it was going to be like. We obviously, Simone's got three boys, and I've got two girls and a boy, and we didn't know. We knew our kids loved it, and we knew our friends' kids loved George and the concept. We didn't know how well it was, or how much it was going to be embraced, by the people around Australia. Just recently, when we played at the AFL Country Round at the MCG, a massive big stage out on the MCG, we had kids, their parents travelling from over 150 km to bring their kids to Melbourne to watch us. In the performances, we literally just had kids screaming back the lyrics to all of our songs. So, I mean, that's just a huge buzz for both Simone and I. I mean, Simone and I, we write the lyrics and then I put it to music, and obviously I play guitar and sing. And to see kids, singing back these songs to us is just such an amazing buzz. And, they're learning while they're having fun. All of our songs are really entertaining, but of course have that educational value as well, teaching kids where their food and fiber come from. So, I mean, we're just amazed by how many people love George everywhere we go, especially in the eastern states, New South Wales and Queensland. People are just enamoured with him. And whenever people are introduced to George, they fall in love with him straight away.
Ben, I've been lucky enough to talk to Simone over the course of the last 12 months a couple of times. She's had some amazing success as part of Hello Friday and as part of George the Farmer. But the reason for you and I having a chat this morning is that you have been nominated as part of the 40 Under 40. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, well, in Daily, the independent online newspaper for South Australia have launched their inaugural top 40 Under 40 business leaders for South Australia, and I was nominated, and then happened to find out last week that I've been shortlisted for that award. So that award recognises people under 40 who are doing some good things in business in South Australia and are repping South Australia really well. But equally as important in the awards is people's community involvement, community spirit, and philanthropic activities in their community. So, you know, it's just a real buzz for me to be shortlisted, and equally as awesome, now people know that I'm still under 40 years old.
I was going to say, on social media, you did make a little bit of a play about still being under 40.
Oh, look, you know, yeah, I've got a, my wife, Ellen, is a very good-looking lady, and most people think that she's significantly younger than I am. And I think, oh no, what does that make me? But so it's awesome to be in an award that says top 40 under 40, because then people have no doubt. Then they know.
Got to say, under 40. Huge congratulations for being shortlisted. When do you actually find out about the awards and all that sort of stuff?
So on June the 7th, we head down. I'll head down to the awards at the National Wine Centre, where they'll announce the top 40. Yeah, and as I said, you know, they're demonstrating or promoting people who have been doing some great work in business, but also, yeah, in the community that they live. And you know, I had to answer a few questions sort of after I was shortlisted. And, you know, I'm very passionate about the Limestone Coast in general, but Mount Gambier in particular. So, you know, the questions about talking about, you know, what do you see as your future in South Australia and those types of things. And, you know, I was really keen to get across to the In Daily judges, or the top 40 under 40 judges, that our regions are an amazing part of South Australia. That you know, our regions, you know, make what it means to be great in South Australia. So I'm really really pumped to be able to represent Mount Gambier and the Limestone Coast, and to show the city that the regional people are kicking goals. And And if we all work together, then you know, we can continue to make South Australia even better.
You and Simone definitely are kicking goals, mate. It's always great to have both of you on the show. Good luck for the start of June. I would love to have you back on no matter what happens, and have a chat about the awards night.
Fantastic. Thank you. Ewan Grant. For
breakfast. It's your local 963 Triple M. We get to talk all about environmental issues with the council. City of Mount Gambier, of course, the Environmental Sustainability Officer, Aaron Izzard, joins me on the line. Aaron, good morning.
Hello, Ewan.
Aaron, one of the things that took place over the last week or so, Sid's lid was opened up. It looked pretty impressive and very, very gross. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, what it is, Sid's lid is what they call a gross pollutant trap, or a GPT. And the idea is that water that goes down the drainage system, so, you know, onto roofs, onto the road, down into the drains, into the pipes, it all, from that sort of western part of the central business area in Mount Gambier, it all goes through to the Cave Gardens. But before it goes down into the Cave Gardens, you know, out the nice waterfall that happens when it rains, it goes into Sid's lid. And the idea of Sid's lid is it takes out all the gross pollutants, which is, you know, the big pollutants, so bits of litter, rubbish, it also catches lots of leaves and things like that, so that it doesn't go down into the Cave Gardens and also down into the groundwater.
So how much junk, how much gross pollutants did you pull out of Sid's lid?
Yeah, it's cleaned out every few months, and it was chock-a-block this time. So it does catch a lot of leaves, particularly this time of year when they're all falling off the deciduous trees and the like. But there was also, you know, there's always lots of litter in there too. So it's, you know, chip packets, chocolate bar wrappers. There was a dummy in there this time. You know, sometimes you get, you know, obviously drink bottles, containers, cans, things like that. I think there might have even been a $5 note in there this time. and the thong, you know, so you get all sorts of different things that wash down the drain.
It highlights that we need to be a whole lot better at putting things in the bin.
Exactly, yeah, because whilst we've got Sid's lid there, and we've got a couple of other smaller ones around town, not everywhere has one of those, because they are quite expensive to put in. So we, you know, we shall gradually expand those kind of systems over time. But the better, obviously the better thing is to just not litter in the first place, because not all litter goes down the drain. Sometimes it can blow away and it can end up in the ocean, creeks and rivers. It can, you know, a lot of animals die. So, you know, there was a whale that washed up in Spain recently and they cut it open its belly. It was dead, obviously, and it was full of plastic. So, you know, the less litter that we put into the environment in the first place, the better. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Triple M, Aaron Izzard's going to be back with us in just a second from council. He's waiting patiently on the line. We are talking Lost and Found Zone this morning, all thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier, the biggest range and the best prices. In our lost file today, we've got a seven-month-old tabby cat that's been lost. Nothing in our found file. But if you've lost or found anything across the Limestone Coast, the number to call is 87255155. Now it's time for us to continue to chat to Aaron Izzard. We've been finding all about Sid's Lid. It was open last week. Lots of junk came out of it. But there's lots of other things to talk about when it comes to recycling and environmental issues. Now, Aaron, that brings me to my next set of points. We want to talk about recycling and making sure we recycle our food scraps properly. It's one of the big things when it comes to landfill and waste management, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. So we've done a few audits over the years, and most recent one in 2016, and 35% of what's in the average Mount Gambier rubbish bin is food scraps. So some of that's, you know, banana peels and the like, but a lot of it is just food that hasn't been eaten, basically. So it's, you know, we find, you know, whole packets of bread, you know, loaves of bread, you know, bags full of vegetables, plus other kind of food scraps. And when it goes into landfill, obviously it fills up the landfill a lot quicker. So, you know, you're talking 35% more of material that shouldn't be in there, plus another 9% is garden waste, garden organics, so you're talking over 40% really shouldn't be in there. And when it's buried in landfill, it creates methane, which is a potent greenhouse gas, so it's bad for the global environment. It's also bad for the local air environment too. People might recall a few years ago in Cranbourne, there was an estate that was near an old landfill, and the methane actually got into people's houses and caused some problems. Thankfully, Mount Gambier's landfill doesn't have any houses around it, so that we don't have that issue. But still, it still pollutes the environment, pollutes the global environment, and also creates leachate, which is sort of kind of the, you know, yucky water, for better words, that comes out of landfill, which we capture. But still, that can cause problems, and the less leachate we have, the better. And it's also just a waste of resources, because you can obviously compost food scraps. You can either do it at home in your home compost, or you can put it in your green waste bin, your green organics bin, and it gets sent to BioGrow and at Wandillo, and they mix it in with all the other organic material they have there, and they turn it into compost, use it back on farms and in gardens.
And, of course, at the end of the day, it's going to save us money when it comes to our council rates if we're not putting this stuff into landfill.
Exactly. So if everyone put, you know, everything in the right bin, so talking about organics, so you're not putting in a rubbish bin, you're putting it either in your green organics bin or your home compost or the like, or if you've got chooks or pets or whatever, including also doing the right thing with your recycling, it would save the community over $200,000 a year easily. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, one of the other ways that we're going to be able to save stuff going from landfill is the reuse market.
Yes, yeah. So we've got the reuse market, which is, you know, like salvage yard, tip shop, thing, that kind of thing. Basically, anything and everything secondhand that somebody doesn't want anymore, but somebody else might want it. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. We'll have it at the reuse market. So that's going to be where the old salvage yard was, same place, 3 Eucalypt Drive out on the eastern side of town, just next door to the transfer station. And you'll be able to donate things that you don't want for free, so as long as they're good quality. So obviously not rubbish that can't be resold or reused, but good quality items that you don't want anymore. Somebody else might want it, be it a whatever it might be, a desk, a surfboard, a, you know, golf clubs, whatever. You'll be able to donate them at the transfer station for free. So we're going to be accepting things at the transfer station, and we'll be starting that very soon. So hopefully next month we'll start collecting items at the transfer station. We've built a new shed there, and we've changed the roadway a little bit so we can get more people in and make it easier to take items off. Then they'll be taken next door to the reuse market and put out for sale, and that the reuse market itself is opening in October.
Aaron, cannot wait to talk more about it. It's a great initiative from the council, and as always, fascinating to talk to you this morning, mate.
Thank you, Ewan. Ewan Grant for breakfast. Triple M.